Cheers, Edith. Another good show.
Amazing.
She's back tomorrow afternoon. Yeah, thank you very much for voting me in on Celebrity Scissorhands to do the hair and makeup as I asked you to, not on Friday night. But it all went quite well. All I had to do really was apply a bit of fake tan to Ralph Little. That was it.
Did it go all right for you then?
Yeah, it was all right. Not one haircut did I have to do.
Oh, that's all right. I didn't really see any of it. I only saw that newsreader bit and then I nearly jumped off a balcony.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was brilliant, apart from having to see those newsreaders do that. I had a great weekend. Went back home, went out in Manchester.
Any good?
No, what have they done to that city, honestly?
What?
All the nice pubs have gone and they're all full of horrible bars that you have to queue to get into and it costs £9 a pint.
Really?
Not a pint, a bottle.
Has it changed since your day?
Oh, it's changed. What do you mean it's my day? It still is my day, but it has changed, yes.
Oh. Bit too swanky, the places now, are they? Oh,
there are people, like, queuing to get into the Hilton Hotel because of the bar there that overlooks, that's 10 floors up or something. Wow.
Now, you know my car that I'm still trying to get rid of online?
Still?
Yeah.
Nobody taking you up on the offer of buying it? Oh, there's a surprise.
Now, you know there's a Chav air freshener in it, which JK off Jamiroquai, our car expert, described as right wing.
Yes, it's, he did, yeah.
Since St. George's flag.
Yeah.
I lost my house keys at the weekend.
Right.
After the children in need night.
Okay.
Had to borrow my flatmate's house keys to get some more cut.
Right.
Look at the only keys they had left in the key cutting shop.
Brilliant. Nice. Nice. St. George's flag on the keys.
Brilliant. I'm going to buy a staff dog next, I think. A bull mastiff.
Get a tattoo.
They're double hard, aren't they? Now, the one who doesn't speak is back. Hello. Yeah. Laura is off, and we don't really know where she is. She's not returning any of our calls.
Really?
But we believe she may be on some kind of book signing tour.
Right.
Now, I don't know whether this is actually happening as of today or whether she is taking time off to prepare for the book signing tour.
Well,
so you have to make sure your wrist is in good order,
don't you?
You
do, don't you?
Get RSI otherwise, don't you?
Mm.
So I don't know whether it's happening now or whether it's about to happen. I hope people turn up.
So
oh, I hope it doesn't go Paul Burrell on her ass. And five people turn up, three of them just to laugh.
Two of them are Beals. One,
Scotland. One. Had my first invite to the first Christmas party of the year.
Where are you going?
Today.
Where are you going? Some of my showbiz?
It's the Little Chris Christmas party. What do you think that's going to be like?
Pass the parcel.
Now, sadly, I've got two invites. I think I'm away on holiday.
Right.
So what about if you go instead? Would you like to?
I know, I'm busy.
Good party.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You won't look at all out of place.
Jelly and ice cream.
You'll fit right in. Radio 1. All right, it's 4:23. I think you should be a little bit worried about me at the moment. Because
right.
of the company I've been keeping lately.
Okay, who?
Right, I went to this club on a Saturday night, right? And I have never felt so normal in my whole life. And that's not a good thing.
Wow.
I went out with my new friend, who I loved a bit. It's called Steve Strange. He was on Celebrity Scissorhands with me. And we went to this club in London, the likes of which I've never been to before in my life.
You went clubbing with Steve Strange?
Yes, I did.
Right.
There were men in there dressed up as, like, really old ladies. With pints of beer in one hand, but also, like, a little cup of China tea when they were sticking their finger out and drinking from all night. There were people dressed up in kind of weird medieval costumes. And there was somebody there who had a massive umbrella that they kept up all night in the club.
Right.
At one point, went up to Steve and said, "Would you like to get under? It's starting to rain." At which point Steve went, "Oh yeah, I was getting a bit wet. Scott, come and stand under the umbrella with me. Otherwise you'll get wet." All right, right, okay. This is not for me at all.
But you stayed?
It was a new level of randomness.
Did you stay?
I stayed for a bit.
Did you go under the umbrella?
I did go under the umbrella.
Why?
Because Steve wanted me to. But I just want to go and hang out in the pubs that we used to hang out, you know? The flat roof pub one down the road. I'd be happy with that. Also, I do love Steve, but he rings you all the time. Remember we told you about this last week, right? So I went out with him on Saturday night. Now, I got this message earlier this morning, right?
Okay.
Scott, it's Steve. You haven't phoned me back at all since Saturday.
No, that's it.
Right.
Right. So, Saturday night was the last time I saw him. Yeah. Probably about 3 o'clock in the morning when I was standing under the umbrella. And I decided it was time to go. It's now Monday morning. I haven't called him back. You know what I'm like. What am I like with things like that?
Yeah, sometimes you don't return calls for a month.
Yeah, I don't want him to take it personally, but now I think he's really upset with me because I haven't called him back since Saturday night. It was only not that long ago.
Have you got your shorts? What was it, shorts or tracksuit bottoms? What was it you lent him in the end?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
Tracksuit bottoms I lent Steve, yeah.
He probably keeps them on the pillow next
don't
to him.
Don't say that, please. Stop it.
Quick sniff.
Also, Phil, who was obviously in the same club as me on Saturday night, said, did you see the bloke with the tea bag stuck to his face? That's the kind of place it was. Steve, if you are listening, Steve Strange, please don't take it personally that I didn't call you back. I'm just not very good at keeping in touch, that's all.
I'm still waiting for a reply to the text I sent you on Saturday night.
Exactly. Doesn't mean I don't like you, though, does it?
If you say so.